So let's take a look at a sample targeted case management note for a child or adolescent. So the procedure code is T1017 with appointment duration of 55 minutes and other time, which is note writing time, as 9 minutes. The goal is verbatim from the client treatment plan, which is for the consumer and family to follow up with grief support group referrals, and it provides some examples of what they'll do to obtain these support group referrals from 0 times a week to 1 time a week. In the intervention session, in blue, we highlight the active interventions that tie directly back to the treatment goal. Notice that the 3 referrals are named. In black bold is the justification for provision of this targeted case management service. So here you'll see that the staff provided to the consumer and her parents 3 referrals. It specifies which ones these are. Staff also reviewed these referrals and discussed the steps that it takes in order to access these services. Why the staff is providing these referrals to the client is due to the consumer and family being somewhat reluctant to share their family business with more mental health professionals. So this is why staff had to get involved. You will notice that the intervention again is not very lengthy. However, appointment duration is 55. Again, be as specific as possible as to what referrals or resources were reviewed, because in reality, that takes time. So we want to make sure that there's somewhat of a clear picture or a visualization of what actually took place in that session that took 55 minutes. In response, in purple is the functional impairment statement. You will notice we see an overall response to the grief and support referrals and not a specific progress statement, being that this is the first time referrals are being provided to the client and the family. Therefore, we can't determine progress towards the goal at this time. Also, what's important to consider with targeted case management for children and adolescent cases is that justification for provision of these services cannot simply be because the parent's not familiar with the resource. We know that the client is too young to access these resources, and it's not necessarily due to their mental health that we are providing the resources and referrals, and that's why the client can access it themselves. It's because they are young. The note should demonstrate, however, how providing this service for the client will assist with progression in treatment and improvement in their mental health. So in this case, the grief and loss group may help with the client's ability to cope with the loss of her sister and hopefully in return improve her relationship with her parents and alleviate some of the behavior she's been displaying. So again, you'll notice in purple that clients has had an increase of arguments and non-compliant behaviors. So that tells us that the client is still struggling, which has resulted in the consumer strained relationships with both parents. So this is showing that the client's behaviors are being impacted because the client's not dealing with the loss of her sister. So by providing these resources, we're hoping that this will improve in the long run. And finally, in plan section in green, we have what the client and parents will do before the next session and what staff will address at the next session. So again, please take a moment to review the note in its entirety to determine if the service is justified and supports the targeted case management requirements.